Okay, this time we're going to concentrate on healing. We're going to do something kind of interesting in the fact that, as we discussed earlier, water is very sensitive to people's feelings, to our thoughts. And so we're going to energize some water. Everybody pour themselves a glass of water. You know, there's often a lot of truth behind symbolism and what permeates society, and one of the things that's permeated the Catholic Church is the idea of holy water. And a certain amount of truth to that, and Emoto kind of has proven that with some of his research in the fact that water is actually influenced by our thoughts. And the only thing that would make holy water stand out would be the fact that people think it's holy. Because people think it's holy, then it actually affects the water and produces some type of effect, which is interesting. So we're going to do that. Take your water, put it between your two hands. And as you do this, think of not only your water, but the water of the group. First of all, we're going to concentrate on your individual water. Okay? And we're going to energize it with potent healing energy. So when you drink this, you'll be energized. Okay? When you drink it next time, it'll be different drinking liquid water. This is going to be holy water. Whole water. Okay, put it between your hands. Well, it's just a pure, it'll be just pure energizing. So it'll just go where it needs to energize your body and help with the healing. Okay, concentrate on sending it spiritual energy. First of all, breathe in and out fairly quickly. Breathe in. I take a deep breath and then breathe out fairly slowly. Breathe in quickly, out slowly. Three times. Now breathe in and hold it. And as you breathe out, look into the water and feel the energy going through your hands into the water, energizing this water. Out. Breathe in, hold it, and feel yourself pulling in the spiritual energy as you hold your breath. Now breathe out into the water. Now visualize doing this with everyone's water here. Breathe in. Breathe out the spiritual energy into the water. One more time. Okay, breathe in and feel the energy circulating from all around the circle. All around all the people here that's sitting around in the circle. Now one more time, breathe in and breathe out and feel the spiritual energy going directly into the water through your hands. Now sip on this water for the rest of the class. Keep you from feeling drowsy. If I see anybody falling asleep, I'll know that they didn't charge up their water good enough. Okay, what we're going to do next, we're going to do some healing things. And what I want everybody to do is pick your chairs and bring them into the center here somewhere.
Sit down.
Will this one fit in there? Adam, will this one fit?
What's the word that starts with J? You can kind of test it.
Okay, we've been going through a number of different healing techniques that throughout the various gatherings, and I've studied another one that I don't know why I hadn't heard of it before. It's called quantum touch. Has anyone heard of that before? Quantum touch. Yeah. And they use the breath quite a bit, and I've also been rereading some of the Tibetans' advice on healing, and he talks a little bit about the breath. But it's the important thing about the breath is you breathe in, you visualize yourself breathing in spiritual energy, and then you hold the breath, and then you create the thoughts of healing that you want to send out. And then when you send it out thoughts of and healing energy, and you send it out, you feel the energy come up through your feet, up through your head, and then out your hands. And the interesting thing about breath is that it's actually mentioned in the scriptures that when Jesus gave the disciples the Holy Spirit, it said he breathed on them. I always thought that was kind of curious. In the Aquarian Gospel, instead of calling it the Holy Spirit, it calls it the Holy Breath. So there's tremendous power in breath. And the idea is by bringing in an excess of breath, you bring in an excess of prana into your system. And by bringing in the excess of breath, it gives you more power to send the healing energy of the prana into the other person. So we're going to work on amplifying what we've done in the past and adding that extra power of breath. Okay, first of all, let's pick a person that wants to receive the healing energy first, and we'll experiment on it. Because how many people here would like a charge of healing energy? Everybody? Okay, that's more than like we can do treating everyone individually. So we're going to show you how to do it and the steps to take, and then we'll divide up and work in groups. Okay. Okay, who wants to go first? Okay? And why don't you sit right here? Okay, is there any particular problem that you can share with us?
No.
Any particular part of your body that needs it?
Yes.
Okay, what part?
My neck.
Around your neck area, okay. Okay, let's bring two people up, two volunteers up to participate with me. Greg? Okay.
You had your chance.
Now we're going to concentrate on sending the energy through the hands. And you concentrate on receiving it. And if you feel a shift of, like you can feel maybe a discomfort or some type of movement, show us where that movement is. Okay. So what we do is you breathe in about twice as long, or you breathe in about twice as fast as you breathe out. So you go breathe in, and then breathe out. But we'll breathe in twice as, quite a bit, about twice the normal speed. So try to follow me in the breathing. Well, let me coach you guys, first of all.
Okay.
Okay? Put your hands on her. And when you breathe in, feel the energy coming up through your feet, up through your head. And when you breathe out, feel it coming out through your hands.
Okay.
Okay. Breathe in. One, two. Breathe out. One, two, three, four. Breathe in. One, two. Breathe out. One, two, three, four. Breathe in. One, two. Breathe out. One, two, three, four. So one more thing about breath that I need to point out is that most people breathe incorrectly. When we're born, we breathe correctly. All babies breathe naturally correctly. But we learn to breathe incorrectly as we grow up. To breathe correctly, you breathe, first of all, down to your stomach. So you breathe in, you fill up your stomach, and then you fill up your chest, and then you breathe out. Okay? So stomach, chest, and then, well, there's the third step. You fill up both of them even more. Okay? So the first step, stomach, chest, and then a little bit more for both of them.
So it's like a double breath and almost.
Right. Okay. And so you breathe in just as the deeper you breathe, the more potency you'll have. Okay. And the deeper you breathe just in your normal living, the healthier you'll be.
Okay.
But like say, as we get older, we tend to just breathe in our chest. But when you're born, you breathe in through your stomach and your chest, and the babies breathe correctly. But for some reason, we about 9 out of 10 people start breathing wrong after they age a little bit. Okay, now we'll breathe in. We'll concentrate on breathing in about twice as much as you would normally breathe. Okay, starting now. Kind of follow me. Really focus on sending the energy and concentrate on you receiving it. And we'll just do this for about a couple minutes. If you get dizzy in breathing, well then don't breathe so hard, but breathe as much as you can. Feel anything happening in any part of your body?
Just feel very peaceful right now. Anxiety left.
Now both of you breathe in very deeply and hold it and breathe out very slowly, feeling the energy going into her. Got some excess energy. I'm gonna give it to Susan.
Ah.